Good morning and welcome to the worship service of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls on this fifth Sunday in the season of Epiphany. Since this is the first Sunday of the month, we will be celebrating communion. So gather some bread or crackers and something to drink if you wish to receive communion. And if not, please join in the sacrament of communion in spirit and with reverence. I'm joined today by the chairperson of our Board of Deacons, Wayne Netney, our youth pastor, Reverend Glenn Roundsville, and our musical director, Dave Valerio. So Pastor Glenn, please call us to worship.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Today, it is our honor to share in communion with those who join us today in the spirit. Being absent in the flesh reminds us of the mystery of being together with you and all the saints who have gone before us. It is a comfort to know that you are with us always, yet also a reminder of what you expect of us as your children. We realize that as we pray the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
There are just a few announcements that I will make. Gil Reinders is asking us to join in a Lenten Bible study starting on Ash Wednesday, which is about 10 days from now. I've asked Kathy to send out a link for that. You can do this on the internet, and that would be a nice thing to do for Lent. We are also continuing to try to boost the Lions effort to donate to food pantries. So you can probably find someone out there on the streets. In fact, in front of our church, in front of the CE building on Commonwealth Ave, collecting money for that effort. Are there any other announcements that anyone would like to make? Hearing none, then let us begin the celebration of the sacrament of Holy Communion. So gather together your communion elements and we will begin. My friends, this table is open to all who confess Jesus as the Christ and seek to follow in Christ's way. Come to the sacred table not because you must, but because you may. Come not because you are fulfilled, but because in your emptiness you stand in need of God's mercy and assurance. Come not to express an opinion, but to seek a presence and to pray for a spirit. Come to this table then, sisters and brothers, as you are. Partake and share. It is given to you and to me that we might know that God has come to us and shared our common lot and invited us to join the people of God's new age.
We remember that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me."
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless this bread and bless this fruit of the vine. Bless all of us in our eating and drinking at your table, that our eyes may be opened and we may recognize the risen Christ in our midst, in each other, and in all for whom Christ died. Amen.
And now take and eat the body of Christ broken for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Let us pray. We thank you, God, for inviting us to this table where we have known the presence of Christ and have received all Christ's gifts. Strengthen our faith, increase our love for one another, and let us hold forth your praise in our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And Mr. Dave.
Sorry, did you want to introduce us, Dave?
Well, I didn't know if Dave wanted to introduce his music.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes, that's okay.
I was excited to get it started.
Good morning, everybody. My executive musical director is a little ambitious today. It's nice to be with you all, and we're going to sing together our hymn that we always do. And once again, the words were sent in an email, or if you go to the chat section of this Zoom meeting, find the button and click on chat, you'll also find the lyrics. There's four verses because it's a very short hymn, but it's a very popular one that we all remember. And it's called "O God, Our Help in Ages Past." It's number 117 if you do have a hymnal. So let's all sing together.
Mr. Dave. This is the time we share our celebrations. I'd like to give thanks to Haley Boss for our family feast Friday of beef stew last Friday night, and to Sue Winship and to the Gosses for being there to serve everyone that came in. So thank you to all of you. The COVID-19 vaccines are beginning to be rolled out. Don't hesitate to call your doctor or your pharmacy for information if you're unable to get online, and check at the sites offering the vaccine. Are there any other celebrations that you would like to mention? Just unmute yourself and speak up.
Warda and I would like to celebrate that last Monday, when we had the 3 or 4 inches of snow, We got up out of bed and looked out the window, and someone had plowed out our driveway.
Oh, how nice.
And that was greatly appreciated since, you know, I'm not supposed to do any strenuous activity for a couple of weeks. So we just thank the Lord for that. And whoever did it, we have no idea, but we're very grateful.
Oh, neighbors helping neighbors. That's nice. Yep. Very good. Any other celebrations?
Yes, me, Reverend Carol. Yes. I would like to celebrate my father's birthday is next Saturday.
Very good. Happy birthday to him. And thank you for doing that, Madison. Yeah. Any other celebrations?
Me, Carol.
Yes. Yes.
I have a new baby great-granddaughter.
Oh, how nice.
Chloe.
How nice.
Yeah, Chloe.
Yeah. Very good.
And I'm getting my COVID shot today.
All right. Congratulations.
After church.
Double celebration.
Congratulations on both scores. Excellent.
One of Foxborough.
Anyone else?
Carol?
If not, then let us turn to our concerns as a church family. We pray. Rich, did you want to say something?
Well, yeah, it's not a celebration, but it kind of goes along with what you
That's
said
okay.
about people getting their COVID shots. So I just thought that if there's anybody in phase one here, somebody who's over 75 who needs help getting the appointment, you know, through the computer or whatever, I'll help out.
Okay. So call you if they need help.
Right.
Right.
I think some folks are having a little trouble navigating the electronic methods of getting there. I know that they've opened some call centers, but, you know, there still might be people who are just getting a little frustrated with the process.
Yes. There was something on Channel 5 News this morning, and I don't have time to type it into the chat, but there's a software developer, a woman, housewife, if you will, who has developed another website to help navigate that. And it's macovidvaccines.com. So if someone can type that in for me, MA for Massachusetts, macovidvaccines.com. And it's a lot simpler. It shows all of the places where they are available and you can click on it and get started. So that's another help. Was someone able to get that in?
Oh, Reverend Carol?
Yes.
Carmen, the number I gave you last week, a lot of our seniors here had great success to get an appointment online, on the phone.
Yes, and those appointments are being saved for people who call in on the telephone, right?
Yes, yes.
I have it here too, and I did not have a chance to type it in. What did I do with it? It's 888, which is toll free, 623-3830.
Most of our neighbors here got appointments with them.
Yes, that's how I got mine.
That's good to know. So if someone would type that into the chat line as well. 888-623-3830. That would be great. Okay, any other celebrations?
I have one.
Oops,
sorry.
Okay, Ben?
Yeah, my wife Heather is having we're celebrating her birthday on the 9th.
Oh, congratulations. That's nice.
Yep.
My stepson
is on the 18th, Shane.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
So their birthdays are close together.
You got several birthdays coming up. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other celebrations? Then let us turn to our concerns as a church people. We pray this morning for people, of course, who are ill, others who are in need of prayer for whatever reason, and including these names. We pray for Loretta and Chad, for Ed and Janet, for Brigitte, for Bert, that's Julie Goss's brother-in-law, for Doris, for Carol, who's looking forward to future surgeries, for Charlotte, for Lee, Tyson Bull's sister, Edie White, Steve White's mother, who's now in hospice, for Jennifer, for Len Mitchell, who is at home and in hospice. I received word last Sunday that Bob Avoyan's father passed away last Sunday. We're also praying for his sister, Marge, for Mary Ann, for Jane and her family, for Jan Maya Dirk's family. Her father-in-law, Don, also died last Monday. We pray in addition for Marie and for AJ, who is the student at Bishop Feum who was injured in that hockey accident. We also pray for those who are in the nursing homes and assisted living, Jackie Glass and Carolyn Farrell. As always, we continue to pray for all the people who are suffering from COVID-19 and all who are on the forefront of that battle and for those who suffer from addictions. We pray for the health of our nation. We pray for our communities as we face these difficult days together. So let us pray for all who are in special need of God's grace. Let us pray. Precious and almighty God, we ask you to open our hearts and minds for prayer. Let us be still and hear your whisper. Let us inhale peace and exhale joy as we follow your luminous light to the truth of your love. With hymns of joy and songs of thanksgiving, we praise you. We pray for your loving spirit to heal our world, to heal the violence in our own country and throughout the world. O God, our creator, we pray for all nations and peoples in the grip of this pandemic. Take away the mistrust and lack of understanding that divides your creation. Increase in us the recognition that we are all your children. Faithful God, be the instrument of peace for a world in need. Inspire laughter and joy as we open our eyes to see the beauty of your earth. Lord God, soothe the pain in our lives. We pray for those facing a dire diagnosis and beseech you, Lord, to provide cures, comfort, and compassion. Help us to find hope with words of encouragement and acts of faith. Almighty God, we pray for the lonely, the depressed, and for people who have lost somebody so close to them that at times they are almost dying with grief. Guide us to comfort them with your words, or to just sit still and be present. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we give thanks for the many blessings in our lives. Thank you, God, for family, friends, and this ability to be together in worship. We are so grateful for our faith home, our faith community. Help us to hear and share stories of faith and courage and inspire us to be better citizens of our community. Help us to love one another and follow your light. Creator above us, pour faithfulness and wisdom upon our membership, our newly elected boards and committees and staff as we navigate change and look to the future of this church. Help us to live by the fruits of your spirit, love, joy, kindness, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Oh, how these fruits need to be embraced every day by all of us. And this is only possible through you, our Creator. We now ask your healing presence on those whom we have mentioned, as we also offer up names of our own concerns and prayers at home in this time of silence. Loving God, we offer these prayers to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen.
God will take care of you through every day or all the way.
Our scripture reading from today comes from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah was one of the great prophets of the Old Testament who preached to the Jewish nation around 700 BC. The northern kingdom had been conquered by Assyria. The remaining Jews lived in the southern kingdom, known as Judah, which was inclusive of Jerusalem. After years of subjugation to Assyria, the Jews looked forward to reuniting the two kingdoms of Israel. Please hear these words from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even the youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings with eagles, with wings like eagles, sorry. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God, help us in the understanding of these words.
Thank you, Wayne. James Thurber once told of a thin, lanky prophet who went around his boyhood town crying, get ready, the world is coming to an end. And the community called him the get ready man. When I was a child, I remember hearing the folk story. I imagine it's still being told to our children of Chicken Little, who went about screaming, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And why did he believe that? Because he had been hit on the head with a falling acorn. Going back 2,000 years, we remember John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness. John believed that the end of the world was coming, and he was trying to baptize as many people as possible to prepare them for that end. He saw Jesus as the Messiah who would bring an end to this world and lead us to the kingdom of God. Going back 800 years, we have the words of the prophet Isaiah that Wayne read this morning. He was asking Israel why they felt that God was hidden from them, and he chastises them. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. The message of all the prophets was not meant to be pessimistic, but rather to provide a word of warning and remembrance. The simple truth is, no one knows what the future will bring. I hear a lot of people today saying, the sky is falling just like Chicken Little. I don't believe that, but we have to learn generation by generation that no matter what we love, find to be true, or prefer, the ultimate truth is things change. And most of us do not like change very much. Could you have predicted the world events of the past two decades? How about just the last 4 years? Some people think our democracy is getting ready to crumble. Who saw a pandemic in our future, even at this time last year? Who would have predicted that we would not set foot in our sanctuary for almost a year, and we still do not know when this will happen again? We've all gotten a crash course in Zoom and other technologies that help us remain a little less isolated than we might have been, but we were caught off guard by all of this. And life has a way of catching us like that. We never know, but the older we get, and I can talk about getting older, we are more aware of life's uncertainty. Some people use that uncertainty, unfortunately, to spread fear. Back in 1831, William Miller, a Baptist farmer from Lowtown, Hampton, New York, preached widely about the Lord's second coming, which would occur, in his opinion, between 1843 and 1844. The world was coming to an end in his mind in 1843. Thousands of people followed him. They became known as the Millerites. And there have been other noted prophets of the end time. Dr. Cumming, a minister of the Scottish Presbyterian Church in London, was always prophesying the imminent end of the world. His predictions were obviously wrong. The dates slipped by uneventfully. He finally fixed a date in 1867 for the Great Catastrophe. But his influence with his flock rather diminished when it was found that he had renewed the lease on his house for 21 years, only 2 months before that date. We all know the more recent story of Jim Jones and Guyana, who led his flock to drink poison and commit mass suicide because he believed the apocalypse was coming. The apocalypse, by the way, is a biblical term that refers to the end of time and the destruction of this world and the coming of a new world. And now it's no longer only the religious that have these problems, but groups like QAnon. I think we've heard about that these last few weeks. QAnon predicted that on Inauguration Day, all the power, all the electrical power in the country would fail, and that would lead to the coronation of Donald Trump as the new Messiah. The sky was falling. The sky was falling. But you probably noticed that the sky stayed right in place and nothing happened on that day. The future is uncertain, and the Bible tells us not to try to predict the future. We simply do not know what lies ahead, what might happen next. With this pandemic, we're learning that life is unpredictable and it's also quite fragile. One of the most disturbing discussions in recent years concerns global warming. Few dispute that our planet is getting hotter. What that means, though, is the topic of much debate. Some scientists warn of the possibility of a major catastrophe from global warming in as little as 20 years. The scary thing is that if this catastrophe occurs, there may be no turning back. I hope these scientists are just being overly pessimistic. Life is fragile. In fact, everything we own, all our possessions are fleeting. A few months ago in Spring Valley, Illinois, a man had his wife's diamonds and rubies mounted in a ring for her birthday. He then decided on one final touch. He tied a birthday card and a balloon to the ring and put the whole thing in his car. He arrived at his house, he opened the door to take out the present, and the helium balloon and birthday ring headed for the clouds. Most of us won't lose our possessions to a helium balloon, but they are no less fleeting than that ring, because that's the way life is. We never know, none of us. Life is fragile. Forgive me, please, because I have wallowed this morning in the uncertainty of life. We need to face that uncertainty, but we also need to prepare for the unexpected. Isaiah was telling this to Israel, and he ends by saying this: those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How can any true follower of Jesus ultimately be a pessimist? Christ is in control. He is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. In this we live and move and have our being. So may God grant all of us peace and love and some degree of certainty. Amen.
Lord, as we leave, we praise you for the Christ who chose to come as one of us and lived among us full of grace and truth. In him, we know forgiveness and the lifting of burdens as a result of the sacrifice only he could make on our behalf. He has brought light to our darkness and continues to open our eyes to your glory. Let us be committed to share that light with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you all for being here. And if you'd like to stay around and have some conversation, please feel free to do so. If not, have a good day.